This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day and being back with us here on a spring training thirsty Thursday. Crack 'em if you got 'em. Salute to our presenting sponsor, ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960. And on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. Brian brought us to my left here, the former NFL Scout Super Bowl champion, Lucius Alexander, is back home in the Pimp Cup there, Master Control, 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. Of course, you have Woolchuck and Shia Follow here, Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, and Ruben Portillo, remote engineering in the Surprise Stadium press box here, home of the Rangers and Royals. And we're going to be treated here to a game of Rangers and Mariners here in just a minute. More stars in the lineup. This is great. We're watching the big hitters here for your Texas Rangers. And cautious optimism is in the air. That's how I would describe it. Little bit of we'll see how the bullpen goes. But, guys, I think this offense and pitching staff is going to be so good that you're going to be able to take some unfortunate developments in your bullpen in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, still be in first place in this AL West. I mean, this thing's begging for somebody to step up and be like, hey, we'll be a good team for 6 months. We're worthy of this division. I think it's the Texas Rangers this year, Woolchuck.
Well, we're seeing the two best teams, in my opinion, in the division right now with the M's taking on our Rangers. I think both of them have surpassed the Houston Astros. Now, I did think the Astros would take a step back a year ago. First half of the season, it certainly looked that way. Then they bounced back. We've talked about it. Seattle's issue is offense. I think that the Rangers, from a lineup construction, that's where they're going to have the edge in this race. I think certainly Seattle does have a dominant rotation, but the Rangers could be every bit as good. So when you combine that with the talent that they've got to just be dominant offensively with Jock Peterson and Jake Berger, I really do. I think when you look at the talent and how CY is constructed and the depth, like, this team now has the ability to withstand injuries throughout the season, not only with pitching, but in the lineup as well. When you don't even have Josh Smith, who was a silver slugger, he's not even an everyday player for you right now. And then you've got Leody Taveras, who's probably not going to be an everyday starter in the outfield. Like, this team is probably the deepest ball club I think they've had since maybe 2016, the last time they won the AL West.
Indeed. I love it. Big number 51 out there. Tyler Malley is on the hill for your Texas Rangers, and we'll give you highlights and developments as this game goes on. Should be a fun afternoon of baseball once again. And, you know, just a reminder, this is a can't-miss trip. What are you, about a 10-hour, 12-hour drive from DFW? You come out here for a weekend, I think you got to cross that off your lifetime list as a Rangers fan. Okay. We're on contract watch as the reports started about a month or so ago, Cowboys were going to be serious about Osa. Early this week, Stephen Jones there at the Combine said he's the number one priority here of free agency, even before they started with talking with Micah. But the report from Fish, it's going to come in at around $21 million a year. Brian, what are you hearing?
Yeah, Mike Fisher is absolutely right. And talking to some people this morning about the situation at the Combine, talking to people in the front office, I was told they are working on it right now. And there seems to be some urgency to maybe get this done here in the next few hours if they can, because they have a meeting set up tomorrow with Tank Lawrence, and maybe they'll have a little bit better idea of what kind of funds that they will have available to negotiate with David Cantor, who was on with the morning guys this morning on our morning show. They were, and he was talking about how he is, the Tank is healthy and ready to compete, and hopefully it will be here with the Dallas Cowboys. But it is true that they are working very feverishly to get Osa's contract done.
J.P. Crawford, ground ball to first. Josh Smith puts him away unassisted as Tyler Mahle is clean through one batter here in spring training. Critics pointing out you should have got this deal done last year where they could have saved a couple of million. But like last year at this time, we still hadn't seen Osa put together a complete season or show some of the progress with the increased pressure rate and being as good as he was against the run this year. He really put together a really good season. And I know 20 or 21 million is a big percentage of the salary cap. Maybe people are wondering, is he worth that? But right, from what I can tell, looking at the other defensive tackle contracts, I think it's a fair deal if that's where the APY comes around.
Yeah. It seems like a very fair deal where he was, with the APYs that we were looking at and the level he was playing at, he was playing like a $19 million a year player. You said it the best, though. You're just really 1 year of doing that, and see if he can continue to play at that kind of level. The gentleman to your right will tell you this defensive tackle room is pretty deep. And so you wonder if in fact are they going to potentially double dip if they get this contract done? Do you go out and also add another three technique or add another one technique to this mix?
I think the best way to maximize this investment for Osa is to get him help. I mean, I said this yesterday when we talk about him fading down the stretch. Last year was the opposite. He started slow and then finished really, really strong. But he's kind of just been a one-man wrecking crew in the middle of that defensive line. He's never really had a consistent player next to him. Mozzie started to show some growth at the end of the season. But this is, without question, a draft where you throw assets along the defensive line. And you've seen teams that win Super Bowls, the Eagles just the latest example, you keep just throwing resources at the line of scrimmage, it's probably going to be successful. I love that idea of not only, okay, now I'm not looking at, I've got to get a three tech. That's how they run into trouble. Like, oh, we've got to get a nose tackle. We get draft Mozzie. You got to get a tight end. You draft a Scooney. Now it's flexible. Like at 12, if it's name the defensive tackle, if they like him, go for it. At 44, same thing. Whichever one is their flavor, but it's not a premium, I've got to have this position. That's I'm excited to hear about this with those. And honestly, bringing Tank back, because they need depth along the defensive end position group, too. Maybe he wants to stay here. Maybe we're able to get a team-friendly deal for him.
Yeah, I hope this is not a closing of the book on the defensive line acquisitions, and I'd be surprised if it was. I think this is certainly just the start. I have a different flavor choice with Milton Williams, but either way, Osa's a solid player. It's not like he's a bad player, and I don't think you're overstretching it at $20, $21 million a year, whatever it's going to be. Like you mentioned, Dawson, just the numbers on the defensive tackles have skyrocketed, and I do think there is something to be said about Osa. He has faded down the stretch, but he hasn't been a guy that's been perpetually healthy and suiting up for you week in, week out throughout his entire career. He's not banged up, dude. You're always wondering if he's going to play. He's been a model of consistency when it comes to health and at least showing up every single Sunday.
But is this a good use of funds? And I'll just play the other side of it. Is it a good use of funds when it's probably the deepest we've seen a defensive tackle draft in years?
That's a great question, and if they neglect other positions in free agency and say, hey, no, our big money has been spent now on Osa.
Yeah,
and
especially
now
when it's so deep.
Yeah, we're not going to get a linebacker or something like that, then that would be frustrating for sure.
Yeah, I look at it, though, like you only have two picks, and you have a lot of other needs. So you're crossing off this defensive tackle that maybe a lot of other teams will be taking that allows positions to fall to you now. I think Wolchuk, what he said resonated most with me, that you're just in a position now you don't have to reach. And if the draft falls to you, there's another defensive tackle, and it's going to make our defensive line nasty to bring this guy in the first or second round. I like that. But, you know, I feel like big picture, maybe this is a sign that the Cowboys are committed to rebuilding a competitive team, not letting guys go like they did last year, retaining quality players. I think this is a step in the right direction.
Well, we always worry about the second contract now.
Yeah.
That seems to be the one thing that's kind of been holding maybe the Cowboys back a little bit. Have you been able to evaluate your own players? And this has the second contract always worked out for you? This is going to be – if they get this one done, though – Yeah, that's right in the spotlight again for this football team.
So Chris Young's going to join us at some point in the 3 o'clock hour as Simeon grounds out to third base to open up the Rangers of half of the first inning here live in Surprise. We'll have CY on it. And also, Shoddy's going to be talking to the Combine in the 3 o'clock hour as well. What are you guys hoping to hear from Shoddy or learn from Shoddy relative to what's going on with free agency and the draft right around the corner?
I would ask him if I was at Indy right now, and maybe I need to text Bobby or Sean. I know those guys are going to show up for this. How involved are the coaches going to be in the draft process? You know, what's the approach going to be? I know from my standpoint, I would like to see it just let the scouts handle this, let the coaches do what they need to do to get ready for, you know, for the OTAs, the mini camps, training camps, and things like that. You know, you got these coaches, you know, at the beginning of the process, but you're just trying to kind of have an understanding of what type of players that they really, really like. But I think it would be best suited if they would just kind of stay out of the way right off the jump.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think this is going to be interesting because you had Will McClay, and he talked about how good of an evaluator they believe Clayton Adams is.
Yeah.
So, you know, Clayton Adams, maybe that's a guy they're going to pick his brain, especially if they want to take an offensive lineman. And I do like the idea of you've got Connor Riley, who is just at Kansas State. You've got a new wide receivers coach who is just at Oregon. So these guys probably have some familiarity with a few of these prospects, whether they played against him or maybe they scouted him.
Sure.
So, I mean, this is all just good information, but you're right. I think when the Cowboys have been at their best, it's probably when they just do allow the scouts to do their job.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yep.
You know, I guess I'm hoping to hear as Corey Seager with a single up the middle.
Your core.
You got one out here in the bottom of the first inning as we're watching pretty much the Rangers starting lineup, with maybe an exception to the catcher and one other spot. But, you know, they're putting their players out here, and it's a treat for Rangers fans.
Now we get Evan Carter versus a lefty.
Ooh, that's juicy. That's juicy indeed. Yeah, I'm hoping to hear something along the lines of how we're going to make the offensive line better. I would be looking at it if I was the Cowboys leadership right now. Like, hey, look at what happened to Aaron Rodgers post-Achilles tear. You know, he was MVP style. They won 13. All of a sudden, he's come back, and he looks like one of the worst 10 starting quarterbacks in all of the NFL. That is kind of what the lower leg injury can do if it takes away your balance, your stability a little bit. And now, like, throwing off platform becomes a huge part because your feet are just inconsistent. You know, they're never going to get picked up and put down the same way that they were before the injury. The good news, at least with Dak, is you do have a sample size post-injury that shows you if you can protect him, he can be dang near MVP with the season that he had in 2023. We absolutely have to protect him, and hopefully Brian Schottenheimer talks a little bit about that coming up at 3:30.
He's going to try and protect him with a running game, but is your offensive line good enough to have a really consistent running game? I think the coaches are the ones that they're going to lean on for the running game to try and figure these things out, you know, scheme-wise. Do they have the personnel to protect Dak like you're asking about? Boy, that's a completely another question.
Mavericks will be back in action. They host the Hornets.
Nasty who were pitch.
Struck him out.
Yeah.
Was that a four-pitch strikeout, three-pitch strikeout?
Yeah, it's a four-pitch strikeout. He just slider, sinker, sinker, slider. And so everything was away. No fastballs in that at bat. And
bring him up.
And
look at Brian tracking the pitches here for us.
How about that?
On the Rangers press box.
Nice work, Broadus.
Thank you.
Look out, Sands and Hicks.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a must-win game tonight because Charlotte is on this run where they've gotten blown out the most by any team over a three-game stretch in league history. Like, they're just getting 40- and 50-point losses dropped on them right and left.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Now, LaMelo Ball is playing this evening. He's been in and out of the lineup due to a sprained ankle, but he's there. I think P.J. Washington is questionable. So, you know, we're hoping for the best, and obviously there's massive holes in this lineup right now. But this is one of those games that if you want to stay above 500 and at worst be a play-in team, where if you have aspirations of trying to be the sixth seed, this is a game you got to have. You also have two against Milwaukee and then a home game against the Kings. Before that, they have that injury update day, which is March 6th. I think that's next Thursday or Friday, something like that. March 6th is where we're going to find this out. So you got four more games until hopefully good news and imminent returns of your bigs. It's been a lot of fun watching the national media talk about the possibility of Lakers and Mavs on a collision course. Maybe if the Lakers play as a two seed. And the Mavs are in that play-in wonky tournament thing that, you know, maybe a first-rounder for the ages would get unbelievable ratings. I mean, Mavs-Lakers the other night was one of the highest-rated games they've had all year, I think, other than the opening night of the NBA. It was number one. So that would be an absolute a dream come true as far as a sporting event to cover, and it would be such high drama. And I think I'd pick the Mavs to comfortably win that series.
If the Mavs are fully healthy, I think it's tough when you're dealing with guys like LeBron and Luka and just knowing their capabilities, especially in the postseason. But I do think it would be a dogfight. I mean, you felt that at the end of that game the other night. You're thinking, man, if the Mavs were at full strength, they would have been able to win that game pretty handedly.
Yeah. I think so.
I definitely felt like, hey, you got Davis. If you've got Lively and Gafford, like you did not have your best guys, and PJ Washington put up a bagel, and you were fighting and clawing your way to possibly steal a victory there in LA. So I'm with you. I would pick the Mavericks in that series, but yeah, it's we've seen LeBron and Luka go Superman several times.
Adolis Garcia with a pop-up to center field to end the inning, and Rangers got Seager on first base but couldn't do much with it after that. We're taking it in as Tyler Malley heads to the hill for his second inning of work here.
Friend of the program, Tyler Malley.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, from last night.
from last night.
Some gorilla interviewing. Yeah. It was Bradford, and at the end, when did we play that last night? In the 6 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Go back and listen to some of this stuff the Nosebleed Boys are putting together. The Odyssey app, instant rewind functionality. Every segment's basically like its own little podcast you can bump around. But last night at 6, we had Bradford and Malley, and at like 5:20, you had Jock Peterson there with their uncomfortable clubhouse conversations. Today's conversation is going to be with Mark Church at 4:40, and I've heard some incredible teasers about this.
Mark was fantastic. The only bad thing was it got cut short, unfortunately, because he had a meeting to get to, but definitely worth your time.
Okay, G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. We'll do some Cowboys Twitter. You mentioned Will McClay. He did an interview at the Combine. Lots of takeaways on that and more coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. The segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Franklin Frankel. 214 or 817-333-3333 with Franklin Frankel. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. You have Tanks agent David Canner on with Sean and RJ this morning saying DeMarcus does want to continue his career. I'm not going to rule out he stays. Last time they had a decision to make, it didn't look good, and then all of a sudden they were talking, and it was like, yeah, actually it looks good, you know? I think Tank did what the team needed to continue on. Was that 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Where he looked like he could be a cap casualty, and
right.
then he actually took a real pay cut.
Right.
And I think if he's willing to take less to be here, that's exactly what you want. You know, if it's under market value to be here and you're still a good player. Now, maybe they think that the time has expired with the injuries that he played through, multiple foot breaks, multiple back surgeries. Maybe they feel like that. But there's got to be a number for the Cowboys based on the film where you'd be like, hell yeah, we want Tank back, right?
Yeah, there's definitely a number for that, I would say. And he's a guy that I think is still a very solid run defender and a guy that can still pressure the quarterback if he's like your third pressure option, so to speak, outside of Micah. Hopefully you get another pass rusher that you feel like could be opposite of Micah. But I think there's still a place for Tank if it's at the right number.
Yeah, maybe you'd rather have Chauncey Golston back if you had to pick one.
I'd like to get Golston back. I think if they bring Tank back, though, that means Golston's probably Dorrance Armstrong from last year, where he's going to go off and probably get paid more money than they're willing to give. But this defensive line just needs so much, right? So to bring back those guys, yes, please. But then also draft or go out and keep throwing assets at that. I mean, what are the defensive tackles you feel good about on the roster?
Well, none right now.
Right. And then defensive end, who do you feel good about on the roster?
Outside of Micah, there's really not.
So you're hoping Nealon, right?
But yeah, like, you're hoping Nealon.
How about
there's
Sam
more than
Williams,
enough spots for all the
and Sam yeah, Williams
coming back from an injury.
Yeah, I mean, no, I totally understand what you're saying.
So
here.
They need it.
No proven starters.
A lot of edges again in this draft. This defensive line group. I mean, you just kind of wonder if you know if Tank. If you feel like that, if you have any thoughts about Tank being broken down and stuff like that, just move on from him. You know, don't. I mean, even at a team-friendly deal. I mean, yeah, sure. You're right. There's numbers you would probably agree to. But, man, this draft is just so deep in those positions. And even with the multiple fifth-round picks that they have,
but, okay, could for a grab Super Bowl a guy. Contender, yeah. How many quality defensive linemen do you have? for you need the
they're
draft
not, they're,
and
I,
to bring back.
I don't even think
players.
They're a Super Bowl contender. I think they're actually going
to
be.
But
worse.
That's the goal, right?
Right, but you're trying
you
to build wanna, that.
You
right.
want to build a team that
yeah,
could
but
help
you,
you contend.
But you don't have enough picks, and you don't have enough cap to be able to build the team you want to build to win a Super Bowl.
Which is exactly right. So you bring back Tank. There's another body that you've got. And then
are you treading water
and
still?
And then you still draft a guy. No, you're not done. Like, that's where they have a problem.
Oh, that's where they're done.
Right.
Yeah, they just
that's where they're done.
They can't be done.
You guys are giving them way too much credit here.
They can't say, oh, we've re-signed Tank, we've re-signed Oso, we're good to go. Yeah. You've got to continue to build. That's just retaining your own.
I worry about paying Oso right now, to be honest with you. You know, we've talked about there's other positions that they can – if you tell me there's a strength – in the draft at a certain position and I don't have to sign somebody, but I don't have any linebackers. You know, we talked about the linebackers that are out there, you know, Nick Bolton. I mean, you could probably get him for probably $7 million less than what you're about to hand to Oso Digizua.
Yeah, it's interesting, especially because of how well they hit with Kendricks and Lawson. You're like, is $21 million for one player really what we should be doing? But I think there's significant risk in, you know, trying to cobble those lower contracts together and find impacts, and there's certainly been a lot of swings and misses. Will McClay, DallasCowboys.com, says he's excited about what Schottenheimer and his coaching staff bring. He talked about they have a different energy. They bring their own little splash, and I like that. You know, I think energy is important.
Well, I don't think him and Mike really got along.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I think if you want to be real honest about this.
McClay and McCarthy?
McClay and McCarthy, yeah. I think there's some things, but that's going to happen. I mean, personnel guys and head coaches don't always get along. And,
sure.
And I think this was one of these cases. I think Will was very, very close with Dan Quinn. You know, and when Dan Quinn went out the door, he was like, okay, well, here we go. I'll make the best of it. But, yeah, I mean, I think Will sees this as a breath of fresh air, and he's looking forward to working with these guys.
Berger deep to center field, but that one's going to be contained by the yard just short of the warning track. Is that Josh Young tagging
third? Yeah, Josh Young had a double earlier.
Okay, so we're bottom of second. Is that the first or second out? Looks like it's just the first out.
That is the first out.
So you have Josh Young on third base with Josh Smith now digging into the left-hand batter's box. Okay, I like that energy line, but the really cool thing about Will McClay's interview he did with our guy Tommy Yarish on DallasCowboys.com was talking about the way they're talking with the coaches. He says they're telling us the fine parts of what we're looking for. It's been fun because we're all sitting around talking about it and understanding what each other does, and I think it's going to make us better. I'm hoping this is a turning point for the front office where maybe you didn't have the coaches. This is a scouting department in the front office that leans on the coaches explaining the techniques and the traits that they're looking for. Hopefully this group of coaches is expanding their mind to, hey, we're not looking for an established and static scheme and plugging players into that. We're looking to be a little bit more dynamic and really problem solving through scheme. Like whatever questions the league happens to be asking of you is, you know, maybe being a little bit more adaptable, I think, is what I'm hoping for. But, you know, also the specific traits that offensive linemen are going to need for this pin and pull stuff and the different schemes that you want to be able to execute. You know, I think that right there is huge, being able to find the personnel to bring that vision to life. Because when you can marry those two things, you can create offenses like what we've seen with the Rams, the Niners, and the Lions, where it just doesn't seem like you have any answer for them. All righty. So that's fun with Will McClay's quotes. We'll have more of him a little bit later on in the show, maybe at 5:20. And we're keeping our eye out for Brian Schottenheimer quotes because he's going to be talking now in about an hour. And Chris Young's going to join us as well here. We're bottom of second. CY is going to be dropping by in the fifth inning or so maybe an hour or so. Time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander.
Hold up.
How's your G-back?
Hold up.
There he is.
How was that meal yesterday, boys? You guys enjoy it? What's happening?
Wow.
It's great. Broadus was in his bag as usual.
Just hammered grilling at its finest. Cheesesteaks, brats. 10 out of 10, dude. It was outstanding.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Broadus, you was on the grill last night while drinking?
Yeah, Lucius, it was. I actually stopped drinking the last hour of the show just so I could sober up enough to cook.
Beautiful. Did you have a pair of leather sandals on while on the grill, huh?
No, sir.
Pear
no,
leather
sir.
Sandals while on the grill while drinking. No, that is a real no, grill master, by the way.
That is a grill master right grill there. Master. But no, sir. I went straight. I actually had my credential on. I was cooking with my credential and everything on. Yeah. I went straight from the broadcast. I said, thanks, Lucius. And you said, all right. And then I went right to the grill from that point. Yeah.
That's beautiful. A grill.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I like that, man. That means you was really in your bag. Really in your bag.
I was trying, man. We were a bunch of hungry dudes. No, yeah. I mean, we were really, our team was hungry.
Well, you prepped them with a whole lot of liquor, you know what I mean? You got to soak it up with
sure
something.
Yeah.
Shout out to that situation. I'm not mad at that. All right, our winner right here in champ so far is the Prairie View A&M PA guy. Yeah, he has a soundboard, and he gets real excited. He gets excited over anything. It could be a pick. It could be a three-pointer. It could be a timeout. He's going to get hella excited. Here he is for a three-pointer. Watch him. Listen to the background.
Bush, he'll stop and spot for the three-point shot. Looks good, yeah.
That right there.
Bush shooting at 50% from the three-point line tonight.
Double kill.
I would find a way to unplug that somehow if I was in the audience. So I'm going to walk by and trip his little board up, bro. I've had enough of this. The internet does what the internet does, and they put a compilation out of all of his highlights.
Oh, no.
Which could be anything. We don't know what's really going on in the court, but we hear the PA guy at PV.
Step back right in front of the three-point line and bury it. 4-3, the Panthers up one. Bars, you can pick up the live stats there, right side, as on the right side, Tanaj Pitley gets a prayer and hits a three-pointer.
That's ours.
16-51. Deer practice today is Akia Sawyer. Goes straight up on the dribble drive from the bucket on the right side and puts it in.
Look out. We got a bat. Sorry, had a bat flying through the air.
Do your thing, man. I like when it's play-by-play happening when you guys are doing your thing, when you're out there. I really do like that dressing of the broadcast, if you will. Let me get the vibes.
Provides a little ambiance.
Yeah. And I like to hear you try to do your, you know, let me see, try. That says like little. My bad. Excuse me. I don't want to belittle your, you know, your thing, your talent.
I see you doing your little play-by-play.
Yeah. I see you doing your little play-by-play thing. Yeah.
Arroyo lost the handle, though. I mean, that thing was up there like a NASCAR car along the fence line of Daytona. You know what I'm talking about, Brian?
I do.
So you're not really squeezing the bat hard. You're just kind of holding it and letting the momentum do its thing. And sometimes it might swing out your hand.
Yeah.
Slide out your hand. Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean,
I was never really too good at baseball to actually understand. I mean, to explain it to you, but that's why I feel like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, I don't think they, want to grab it too hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Pause. Yeah, you're right, bro. You're right, bro.
I've been on a roll this week, man.
Did you guys have a good time at Sandler's?
It was. It ended up being great.
Nice.
Everyone showed up. It was a good old station party out there. We missed you, though.
Don't cap. Now.
Not capping.
Perfect backyard.
Hey.
Dude, this backyard. Yes. Just comfy seats all over the place. The kind of yard that, like, the yard is cut by, like, paver stones through it to create designs and little walkways.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I get it. My dad used to cut his yard twice a week. Sometimes he would come behind me, pause, and cut the yard because I didn't hit all the lines properly. You think you cut the yard, and he gets home and he starts cutting the yard again. You're like, oh, I guess. Well, I mean, what the hell did I do? Well, I hope Jared Sandler got his wishes.
Oh, definitely. And only if Broadus is on top. If I get a partner with Broadus, I'll let you. He's got a longer reach than me. We're going to be unstoppable.
I hope he got that.
Chicken fights.
I hope he got that.
Oh, he's broadcasting two boosts down from us right now, Lucius.
I'm awesome.
Cringing right now thinking about that.
He's really good at that. It's going to be a future star. He's already a star right now. I told him that. I told that man that 10 years ago when I seen him. I said, dude, you're going to be a star, bro. Don't forget about me. I just want some tickets. Take my family,
dog. You're right about that.
Sit up in the booth. Yesterday was a church day. I pray that you got your blessing because there's a blessing out there for you. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie D. Haynes. That is Frederick Douglass Haynes. That man was made for these type of times. I'm telling you, he's made for these type of times, bro. We have Eric.
Yes, sir.
You are pretty close to the church like I am.
Yes.
Do you guys have a moment in church where, like, the the partitioners of the church can come up there and just kind of speak and, you know, announcements type vibes?
Yeah, we do have announcements. Sometimes they're live with a guy or gal on stage. No, it's just like setting the table for different things that the church is doing and involved in, and opportunities to get involved in different ways. So sometimes we'll throw up as a video that was pre-produced. Other times it's live right there.
Beautiful. Well, I got two clips right here where people will come up and just make church announcements. We have a church mother says, "Don't be offended if I hand you a mint."
And again, I would like to say, now you all have to excuse me, but it's the truth. If I'm talking to any of you all and my breath's stinking,
no.
And we have some of you does.
Oh.
I've had to brush my teeth or my tongue. Please, if anybody walk up and give you a mint, don't feel embarrassed. Take it. Because they have a reason.
Mm.
So y'all, this is true. I'm not just up here just talking to be talking. I'm talking because I said the truth.
Mm.
And it's going around.
It's going around.
This thing is going around. and when it's in the streets and every place else, you know, this is my church. I love my church. I was born and raised in this church like many of you. So I'm going to speak the truth whether you like it or not.
There you go.
She said bad breath is going around.
It's running rampant around
it's
here.
It's going around like the measles in Texas. And another clip from the church. Another.
What if you handed her a mint?
I mean, if my breath is stinking,
yeah.
You know.
I'd hand her a mint. All right, ma'am, here's your mint.
Yeah.
Coffee and cigarettes.
Ooh, sister, here you go, baby. Before I get out of here, go ahead. Which one you want? The orange or you want the mints?
Yeah. Take them all.
Go take them all. This is for you, baby. I thought about you this morning. I surely did. This is your own personal thing. We have a pastor right here that says, stop giving your kids privacy.
I'm going to say this and I'm done.
Might be.
I don't understand y'all giving kids privacy. Ain't no privacy in my house.
Ooh.
What is this privacy? They need their privacy. The devil is a lie. I'm telling you, if you my child, whatever you text, I'm going to read it because it's going to come to my phone. Y'all ain't got to say nothing to me. That's why your kid running you crazy.
That's right.
Because right. You ain't nosy. We need more nosy parents. Y'all say what you want. You right here. Got your kids. They living in their bedroom like it's an apartment. Take the door off.
Whoa.
Yeah. Call those kids out.
It's always a good punishment. I go to my buddy's place and the door was off his hinges. I was like, it's been a tough week.
What'd you do this time? Yeah, bro. I used to hate popping up to my house. Like if my mom was off or something, or if it was Saturday, I'm out with my friends playing and I get back to the house and like everything in my room was pulled out to the middle of the floor.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. All up under the bed and just whatever it was. You're like, oh, my God. Letters from school, from the girls that wrote you. It's all opened up all over the desk. Like,
oh, my God.
My God.
One sniffing around.
Yeah. Brooms and vacuums and pine sauce. She's like, get in there, clean that room up.
Yeah. I think a lot of his parents are afraid what they'll find, you know? Like, ignorance is bliss over here.
Yeah, that's my
like
pops.
The landman, just lie to me, please. Yeah.
My pops ain't going through nothing.
Please.
Mom's going through everything. Pops don't care. Yeah.
Okay, time to vote?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't have enough time to do the rest. Let's go.
Okay, we got Prayer View A&M. We got the church announcements, bad breath, and children's privacy. Am I forgetting one in the middle there? Jared, that's
Jared,
right.
Yeah.
It really wasn't one, but yeah.
Hmm. Or is it the Sandman? We just had a visual nominee as Locklear another error? It's Yakety Sacks here at the yard as Brown comes third as the first Rangers runner play at the plate. Not in time. He is safe, and the Rangers lead 1-0 here. Boy, he sure did take his time. Who is that?
Barnhart,
the backup catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're both on due to errors, Lucius.
Baseball follies.
And this Mariners skipper, Dan Wilson, is hot.
I think they gave Barnhart a single. The ball ended up right on top of the mound. It was like a pop-up.
Yeah,
and they gave him a hit on that.
I mean, the first baseman's trying to make a play on the other side of the mound, and in the process of diving, he also trips at the top of the mound. I'm surprised he doesn't have a significant back injury.
I really want to see the replay of that. That was hysterical.
I had enough time.
Top 10.
I had enough time to play another one. Look at that.
I'm voting for Prairie View A&M, Chief. How about you?
Give me the mint, lady.
Lucius.
Church, preach, tabernacle.
Wolchuk.
I think I'll go mint as well.
Brant.
Mint.
By a score of 4-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the church man, the church lady with the breath mint advice. Okay, Chuck Wagon's coming up next. Zachary, where are you taking us?
Well, we've got Florida that has a public service announcement for Spring Breakers. And what's the most expensive ticket you've ever purchased?
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Count goes full to Josh Young with Adolis Garcia at second, Marcus Semien at third. Rangers have Ducks in the pond, already leading 1-0 here, bottom of the third, looking to make it more. Time for a Chuck Wagon here, Zachary.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on this Josh Young at bat. We will have Chris Young joining us as well. Brian Schottenheimer is at the podium right now speaking in Indy. We'll hear from Boots on the Ground, Sean Cherie from the Morning Show, who's out there, coming up a little bit later. Nick Harris has a good piece out right now about Osa and Tank and that stuff moving in a positive direction. They're optimistic a deal can get done in the coming days for Osa, and there was a big internal push from Matt Eberflus to bring Osa back. So certainly,
free technique. There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, Flus is like, dude, I want my guy here. As Josh Young just grounded out to end the inning. So that threat's squandered there for the Rangers. That's unfortunate. Rangers leading 1-0. We go into the fourth. Okay, you guys ever go to Florida for spring break?
Yeah.
Yes, back in the day.
It's a great spring break's place, right? It's like the number one, you'd think, spring breaker destination, I would assume. And I thought that they'd probably love spring break time. You're great for the economy.
Well, I mean, I think
they used to.
Yeah, this summer, maybe a summer or two after I went to Panama in college, maybe like 2013 or 14, after that, they kind of, it was like, that's it. It got too debaucherous. They're doing Oklahoma drills, mm-hmm. girls getting hurt, dudes getting hurt, fights. It's just, the locals had enough.
Which, hey, fair. And Sheriff Michael Chitwood went and had a public service address.
He does this every year.
And this one, really, he wasn't holding back any punches here. So he let the people know, if you want to come to Florida for spring break, this is what you can expect.
If we arrest your child, I don't care if you're in Tampa, in Naples, or in Georgia, you by law are required to come and pick them up. So make sure before your little cherub leaves for spring break that you let them know if they get arrested, they will be held till you pick them up. Last year, we made 52 arrests. We wrote 200 citations. And I'm looking to really double that this year. We have law enforcement is going to be all over the place. And one more thing, parents, please don't let Sheriff Chitwood raise your kid, because we are not going to tolerate what we already saw on February 16th there, February 17th on President's Day. We are not going to tolerate what happened last year. You're not going to come here and disrupt our quality of life. You might want to find somewhere else to go if that's what you're looking to do. There's going to be cops all over. There's a portable jail, and we are not taking any prisoners.
Yeah.
Jail.
Portable jail. He wants to double the numbers of arrests from last year. He's calling the kids' turds, if you want to send your turd here for spring break. He really doesn't want them to come anyway. He said, look, we don't even want you here in the first place, so please, 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 just go somewhere else. So if you're out there and you're going to Florida for spring break, just be careful.
There's going to be cops all over.
That's going to be
like a Karen took over. It's like a Karen took over the police department.
Was that cops with a P?
I'm trying to figure this out because it is spring break.
There's going to be cops all over.
Huh?
Ooh, yeah. Mm.
He is tripping.
He is. He was on one. And you're right. I do think he does this every year. And then he's talking about everything that happened last year. Yeah. Like, they still just can't get this under control. I don't think they ever really will.
Yeah. No, they get outnumbered. I mean, you can only attempt to manage it and let it breathe a little bit. You know, I mean, The bad news, I guess, for this guy is he happened to start a life in the most popular spring break destination in America. It's not a spring breakers problem, okay? Got to figure out how you can manage this without being a total D-word.
I didn't even know you could force the idea of, like, your parents have to come pick you up if I'm, like, 20 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
How can you even force that if I'm an adult?
Sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
It's not the community policing I've been looking
for. There's going to be cops all over.
That is a bummer.
I hear it now. You know. I hear it now.
Yeah, it took a while.
You hear the
Yeah, I hear it now.
Yeah. Wendy's Frosties. Okay, I think they're consistent.
Machine's always broken.
At Wendy's, or you think of McDonald's?
I think it's, I kind of feel like that at 2:30 in the morning, I'd like a Frosty, and they're always, the machine's being cleaned or broken. Just never feel like I could get one.
It's definitely happened to me. There's been times where I want the chocolate Frosty, and they're like, sorry, only our crappy vanilla one is available. And I'm like, thank you, but no thank you. But generally, I do think Wendy's.
That's crazy, man.
Very heavy crossbow.
Wow. That was a gust that almost just, I think, took all of us out.
I just watched seven different hats of senior citizens watching baseball go flying.
Get my hat.
I mean, the Mariners dugout is now turning around and clapping into the stands for everybody that just had to catch their hats from that wind gust.
Well, obviously, Josh Smith couldn't catch the pop-up that went to first base. He was standing 4 feet into foul ground. And then just let the ball hit 5 feet to his right. So, yeah, that's unfortunate right there for the Rangers that wind shear caught that ball.
Well, I guess we're going to have some changes here to the Frosty. According to a memo from an anonymous source at Wendy's, two big overhauls are arriving soon that are going to extend the customizability. We nailed it. Of the Frosty. So this is basically to kind of compete with Dairy Queen and Sonic. And
never.
Like, just more flavors?
More flavors never. And also things that you can add to the Frosty. So they're going to have pumpkin spice, orange creamsicle they've tried, salted caramel they've tried. So they might even experiment. Maybe you can get some Oreo cookies in there, maybe some M&Ms. But basically you can add things to said Frosty, and they'll also have other Frosty flavors. I don't think this is a bad idea, but I do think the traditional chocolate Frosty is a home run.
Yeah, just don't mess with that. Keep the continuity with the regulation Wendy's chocolate Frosty that has been tried and true
obviously
for decades.
They're taking L's right now because they're trying to mess with it. They don't think they have a very good product.
Well, I mean, I think it is a good product.
Keep the integrity of the chocolate Frosty, but, and if you want to branch out with other things,
put
fine.
Some pumpkin spice in it now.
Everything's customizable, right? The customizability.
Yeah.
Customizability.
Right. We always talk about the customizability.
Customizability options.
Wait till your Frosty's like $5-6.
Yeah, that's going to be annoying.
That's
like the 99-cent Frosty?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's where it's at right there. Yeah. And Kansas took a big L this week. I'm sorry to Freddie D if he's listening. 80-week AP poll streak.
They're in the top 20?
After they had multiple upsets. They were the preseason number one team. They've had a really, really rough regular season, and they've been upset multiple times. They had a 91-57 loss to Houston. Utah and BYU they've lost to in just a few days. BYU is the one that they lost 91-57 to. I mean, for Bill Self, this is really, really tragic, as he has not seen this program be in such a bad shape since he's been the head coach there. We'll see. Is he able to correct this moving forward? I don't know, but we're getting closer and closer to March Madness, fellas. I'm starting to get into this college basketball scene.
Yeah, you know, I find myself more into it this year than others. It's become a Texas sport, so we have a lot of good local teams that
Houston's
we can watch.
Houston's awesome. Tech's awesome.
Any given A&M. Night.
The half-court Michigan State buzzer beater last night was pretty awesome.
Okay, Texas-Arkansas overtime.
Dawson, was last night the first college basketball you've watched all year?
No, I watched A&M play like a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, just in passing, or did you sit down and watch?
Oh, I don't think I would ever sit down to watch a basketball game until the tournament starts. But what I do is I just turn the TV on and click until a sports game comes on.
Gotcha.
And I've recently stopped.
I thought you were breaking it down like Joe Lenardi over there.
No,
or something
like
that.
No.
Sounds like your watchdog.
This is my first. No. Who, me?
I will not go into the expert.
I just wanted to make sure. I mean, last night was some of the first college basketball I've watched all year. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't alone.
I haven't watched much more than you, but I am watching more than usual. You know, usually I wait until the NBA draft is in sight and we're in tournament time, but I don't know what it is. I think it's the local teams are good.
Yeah.
And watching them, especially the Aggies, I feel like these guys are so big and athletic that I'm watching NBA prospects.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Customization.
Yeah. Customizability. Thank you, Wolchuk. Okay, didn't realize the time had gotten away from us there a little bit.
No,
we are live here. The Rangers lead 1-0 top of the fourth inning. We're now on CY Watch. I believe this is when CY Watch starts, mm-hmm. and it won't end until we've got him on the show, and we'll ask him about how things are going from his perspective. Sean Sharif is set to join us as well. He's live at the Combine, so Sean Sharif scheduled for the next 20 minutes. CY, some point in the next hour. What are we doing next, Wolchuk?
All right, let's do some NFL news of the day. We got a lot of Combine buzz, and the Eagles just can't stop talking about our guy, right? That's next in the nation.